It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
From Maine all the way down to the Gulf Coast, dock workers walking off the job. Jim Ryan is joining us with the latest here. Jim, I mean, this is a major strike. We're talking about thousands of workers.
Yeah, nearly 50,000 workers, Brian, and they work in those ports from all the way up around Boston down to Houston, down the East Coast and across the Gulf Coast. And yes, the strike began at midnight last night, despite the fact there had apparently been some contract talks or contract progress between the ILA, the union, and the United States Maritime Alliance. That's the group that represents all these ports up and down the East Coast and the Gulf Coast. But yes, so the strike began. Yeah, it couldn't have come at a worse time for the people along the southeast coast, where Hurricane Helene has caused major disruptions. The hope was to get supplies to those people cut off by the storm. That may be a little more difficult now that this strike has begun.
What are they striking over?
They want higher pay, but they also want an end to automation. The longshoremen who work on these docks, you know, it's a muscle job, and they're saying that automation, the use of cranes, the use of other automation is costing them jobs. And so that's one of the major thrusts here, is that and in fact the port's representatives have limited automation in some of those locations. Still, the ILA says that it wants a total ban on that kind of robot work, essentially.
This is going to have a major economic impact.
Potentially, yes. I mean, the estimates run to as high as $4.5 or $5 billion a year. A day, rather, $4.5 to $5 billion a day, in the punch to the economy. So we'll see how it goes. Obviously, it's the longer that it lasts, the longer and the deeper the impact to the economy.
All right, Jim, thanks for covering that for us. Jim Ryan joining us this morning from Texas.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.